Next Friday.
1 week from today. You see me? Carrie, look at me. What do I look like? I look like a man who's all the Twitter. Oh, I'm so excited because it's almost here.
That's right.
And you got to be even more
excited.
How
was that marmalade sauce?
It's spectacular. You'll just have to take my word for it because Bill apparently has lunch plans with some important person. And,
I do
and the
have lunch
skin
plans.
Is,
yes.
Some phrase I'm not familiar with. Something about fasting or something. Or
I'm abstaining from food for religious purposes.
Something Speedy Gonzalez-ing or something.
There
I don't know what you
that's
said.
Abstaining. What does that
you
mean?
Know, the idea is if I don't eat, I'll feel more kindly disposed toward Lloyd Carr.
Yes.
I'm asking for the Lord's help here.
You've had some love for Lloyd Carr here.
Lloyd and I, we just don't agree.
Look, the next Lloyd time Carr. I hear you mention Lloyd, I want it to be in relation to the sequel to Dumb and Dumber.
Lloyd Dobler also from yes. Say Anything. Got to held up the boombox.
Famous Lloyds.
Lloyds.
You guys have been on a tear this morning. I got to tell you, I've been listening. And y'all are just. Oof.
It all stems from you know what, and I blame myself for the Iowa
Mac
State
Brown.
Last because I'm Justin and I are texting back and forth, and I'm like, doesn't Mac Brown look like Kennedy in Dallas in '63? And I turned in front of the school book depository. We're doing that back and forth, and then when they had to kick the field goal, just radio silent, and I thought, oh boy,
not
here
so
we
fast,
go.
Lee Harvey.
Yes. Here we
say.
Go. Yikes.
In this scenario, let me tell you what happened. As I made it,
yikes.
It was akin to earlier, as I was saying, was the protection of Texas by the referees.
Mm-hmm.
It was as though, you know, he goes out there, David does, he's got his bag of stones, and he's got his slingshot, and he's
sure.
all practiced up, and he fires a perfect shot at the Philistine, and the NCAA sticks its shield up and blocks
right.
it before it hits him in the forehead and drops that big giant to the ground. Or, if you want to go his route, the Secret Service sniper
yeah.
happens to catch a glint off of
right.
the rifle of Lee Harvey Oswald, in fact, taking him out prior to him firing the fatal
the
shot.
The bullet was declared null and void by an inadvertent whistle.
Yes.
I think that we should put the top up today. What do you guys think?
It's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Oh, let's don't go through the kitchen.
Bill has used that analogy a few times, and I will probably get some complaint calls because every time you do, I do. And then my boss is always like,
yeah.
"What's with Bill?"
Yeah,
and I say,
yeah.
"He's just referencing history."
He's really a sad.
It's a long time ago.
I just say the same thing. He's a sad, pathetic man.
You know who no one gets upset over? Name the other two presidents that have been assassinated.
Garfield, McKinley.
See,
I wouldn't have come up with McKinley.
And I'm not talking about the cat.
Whenever I need, I just call RJ. Whenever I'm in doubt.
Yeah, Garfield was a member of the Church of Christ,
yeah.
and McKinley was from Ohio.
McKinley was killed at the World's Fair in Buffalo.
Wasn't he the one that was depicted in
oh boy.
Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
No, that was Warren Harding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was Warren G. Harding. Also
yes.
from Ohio.
Warren G.
Yeah.
Who,
you know what the G stood for?
Later on, of course,
yes.
he was catapulted to
Gamaliel.
He's seen walking
Warren
the boardwalk
G.
with a woman who was not his wife right. and a guy named Nate Dogg.
Warren
yes,
Gamaliel
Warren
Harding. Yes.
How many rappers do you know named Millard Fillmore?
About as many that's as right. I know named Gamaliel.
Or
that too.
Franklin Pierce.
Yo Gotti.
James Buchanan.
Okay, so update me on the update, fellas. Where are we?
Well,
obviously, you left Teresa over there to
well,
dig
she,
in.
She finished, yeah.
She's
that.
Over there painting walls and
yeah. She's no, out. She's finishing the food. She's testing it all out.
For oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just
oh.
what she's doing right
that's
now.
That's nice
exactly.
of her.
No, she told us to get out and get stuff done. She had too much to do today.
Go get stuff done, hey boys.
Right.
Go get some stuff done.
So you know, we've been cooking all morning. We've been trying to make our rounds and make
rounds
it back here.
That's gangster. You guys here to pick up some? We supposed to pay you like an offering to
right.
the Godfather? I mean,
hey,
it's all good, right?
Boss says we got to break your legs.
Yeah.
Both you don't got nothing to pay this week. We got to break something.
Oh, yeah. I like, what was it, Goodfellas? He's like, what, had a slow week? Blank you,
pay me.
House, a place burned down? Blank you, pay me. Yeah, that's you guys.
Now you got Big Paulie as a partner.
That's it.
Let's bring it in the front door, move it out the back.
That's right.
Well, we're really moving fast right now, guys. We're on that final leg of getting everything ready to rock and roll next week. And open them next Friday, have some live music.
Have some
city's fun.
Live music, live Roger Scott, the whole bit.
The whole bit.
What's the music the opening week here?
I can't remember who it is. If Tess were here, she could tell you, but I know we've had him booked for a while.
Josh.
Thanks, Shelly.
Yeah, from the Peanut Gallery.
Josh!
Shelly's not even paying attention. She's like, Josh!
Josh Green.
Oh, Josh Green's fantastic. We love Josh Green. I'm a huge fan. He's fantastic, honestly.
Yeah, that's
He's
what
great.
We heard. That's
good.
What I hear.
Yeah, he is. Well, Josh is
Josh.
Really good. A big fan of his, too. That'll be good. And Roger Scott will be there. What time do you open next week over there?
4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 o'clock.
And the NYPD is open immediately?
All day, 11 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
11 to 2 during the weekday, 4 to close, and then all day Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So what you brought in? Tell me about the pork loin with the orange marmalade that the pigskin and Bill are abstaining from. Bill's like abstain. I haven't abstained from anything since '78.
We're doing just a couple things with the pork chop, but we're making the pork loin. We're making it with the orange marmalade, a couple sides, making it as an entree. You know, we've named everything out something differently on our menu. So we're doing that with a little beef brisket, a little pork, little rib.
That's your beef brisket recipe from earlier?
Yeah, that's in there, too.
They brought that in the morning, guys. I had some of that. I couldn't abstain from that either. What?
That would be a good nickname for Matt Travis, beef brisket.
Doesn't he have enough nicknames? Oh, I would prefer to call him Orange Marmalade. No.
they opened up a restaurant and a radio station broke out.
Yeah.
That's it. Some delicious Matty T, food the man here. Of many nicknames. There are very few famous criminals who have more nicknames or aliases than Matty T. Hashtag Big Baby does.
Beef jerky.
You know what? That's good. The beef jerky store called. They're running out of you.
Thanks, George.
Games between powerhouses or showdowns between also-rans.
Stay in there on that football field. When that man comes at you, don't run away from him. Hit him.
Contests that are mismatches or those that are too close to call.
Great football is about great football. If you have great football, players playing great football, that's the best kind of football to play.
We pick them all.
The Zone's weekly football picks are brought to you by NYPD Pizza.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football.
NYPD Pizza is your football connection. With TVs on every wall and a huge projection screen.
Winning isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Don't miss a play. Come on out for great food and drink specials, including a full bar. NYPD Pizza, across from the ranch on Highway 10.
My wife says, babe, are you going to drive a Corvette? Or what? I'm like, I don't think this is a Corvette town, babe. I do think this is a Jeep town, though. So I found a Jeep. It's all nice. You're not going to like it because it's gray. I know a lot of people don't like the gray color.
Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should. In the Zone.
And anybody who from NYPD, the Blind Pig, or the Peanut Gallery that want to weigh in on the picks, we certainly welcome your opinions. Shelly knows more about football than most guys I know. And just about every woman I know. Look at those earrings.
There we go.
Look at those hog earrings she's got going over there.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the last week for the NYPD pizza picks because next week they're going to be brought to you by the Blind Pig. So we're actually going to wipe the slate clean and start over.
Really?
And I wonder why that is, Justin.
Because I'm doing super awesome. I'm not in last place right now. I'm up on Chris Kane by a half game.
You're one good week away from taking over first place.
Says the man in first place.
Yeah, that's what he's been claiming this whole time. That's that like everybody's when I just right behind him.
That's like when I take Chris Kane on the golf course and I beat him by 13 strokes and say, don't worry, buddy, you'll get me next time.
Like Jesse said, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Jesse James?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, guys. Last night, UCLA defeating Utah on the road, which everybody had right except for Chris Kane. Kane, really?
Poor Chris Kane.
All right, tomorrow's games, we start with Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a three-point road favorite. And if this were a Thursday night game, I would probably take Gus Malzahn and the Auburn Tigers. I will say this, the stat of the week on this game that I found. Bo Wallace, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. As far as pass yards go, he and Marshall, very similar. Scoring average is very similar. Defensive average is very similar. Marshall has 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I say Ole Miss turns it over a couple times less than Auburn does, and they win the game by a touchdown.
I agree.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss. I think they'll be more dominant. I think this kind of will expose a lot of the Auburn problems. Gus has got a lot of work to do down there. He really does.
What sorts of problems do they have?
Well, roster depletion.
Yeah,
he's got a quarterback playing safety.
I was going to say they have no depth. They will have real difficulty stopping the Ole Miss offense, and then they won't be able to run the ball very well, especially in the early downs.
And they got two mascots. I mean, pick one. It's a tiger or an eagle. An eagle or a tiger. You can't be both.
That is really cool, though. I got to say, man, well, the two or three things when that thing
I heard the
off,
bird flying in.
Oh, the
cool.
Jordan hair is really
I'd like
cool.
To see it.
It is obvious that I will point out, of course, that Ole Miss has the Rebel and the Black Bear, so it really is. It's the battle of the two mascots.
They're all confused.
Could the two mascot schools.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this.
The Rebel Black Bear.
So if you put a bear and eagle. Or what about this? What if you made teams? What if you had a black bear and a rebel together versus an eagle and a tiger? Who wins?
The bigger question is, does the bear eat the old racist cracker kernel? And the answer is yes,
they're
he does.
They're on the same team.
I know, but he ate him.
In my scenario. Okay, so who wins? Seriously. Because we actually did an even dumber discussion earlier in the week.
Oh, could
that
it
if
be?
You put all 14 SEC coaches in one, like an MMA cage, who walks know. Out?
Right, who walks
out? Because guess what?
The elephant sits on them all.
You're not talking about Brett Bielema.
You think
no,
Muschamp?
I'm talking about the
Tide. No, I'm not talking about mascots. I'm talking
Who'd
about coach.
You have? Muschamp?
I think Bielema and Muschamp would be two of the last
Duking
men standing.
It out at the end?
I actually
yeah.
think Sumlin would be very scrappy.
Saban would be the first dude beaten to a pulp.
Well, him and Spurrier.
For obvious reasons.
Spurrier's
would
sweet.
Be like one of those Battle Royale
what,
things.
You ain't going to land a pulp. Oh, you ain't going to land right. a good pulp. I'll tell you another thing. He's hitting the smack around, but he's talking trash the whole time on the way up. He's like Joe Pesci. He's like
he
Joe Pesci.
Be.
What are you still doing
boom,
there? I thought
bang,
I thought it was going to go in the butt. Oh,
boom,
oh.
boom, boom.
Yeah, I am. Laying in the weeds.
Back to my original question.
That's a good question.
I don't even know what it was now.
About which mascot wins? The eagle,
know.
The tiger, the bear,
confused.
Or the colonel?
I thought you were speaking existentially, but as it turns
no,
out, you're being
I mean,
literal.
Literally, if you took an old man with a big beard and a bear against a tiger and an eagle, who wins?
The bears.
I don't know. I like the tiger.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tiger and a bear? Okay, what about this? We'll go back to a really old school Would You Rather Wednesday question before
oh
we get back to the picks.
Is
would
this
you
a
rather
zone rewind?
Would you rather battle a shark in 5 feet of water or a mad hippo?
Oh, a shark.
Okay.
You poke a shark in the eye, hippo's going to stampede you.
He's got this all figured out.
Yeah,
so
I've thought about
logic
this a lot.
To that.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you taking this seriously in the proper way that it deserves.
5 feet of water. Okay.
What's the official pick from our friends at NYPD/blindpig?
Oh, let's see. I think I'm
what game was that again? Ole Miss and Auburn?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I thought
I
we were
know,
still
you know,
on the mascots.
Well, I did too, but I know what you're talking about. But
very confusing.
You know, I don't really. Both teams are really.
I'm going to take Ole Miss.
All right.
Yeah, probably Ole Miss.
All right, good.
We all like the Rebel Bears, Black Bears.
I think the hardest game of the week to pick is this one. Arizona State, a team that has had some very good moments offensively. They effectively ended Lane Kiffin's career in much the same way Paul Rhodes tried to do for Mac Brown last night.
Yes, ding dong, the witch is dead.
Arizona State ran up. And here's the funny thing is, here's how dumb USC is right now. Don't use that kind of word in school. You should not say that to
USC,
other people.
USC, that is.
Yes, USC is dumb. It's okay to call an entire organization dumb if they are. They lose mightily, right? But they give up 60-plus points and over 600 yards. And so what do they do when they fire Lane Kiffin? They elevate a defensive coach who doesn't speak English.
Right. Ed Orgeron.
Thank you.
No bad about it.
What are you
that's
doing?
Fantastic.
The only thing they could do dumber than have Lane Kiffin as their head coach is to promote a defensive assistant, and that's exactly what they did.
Well
done.
You look at the success he had at Ole Miss and the fact that the beauty of that was his coach's show was always outstanding.
True.
Coach got a big game coming up.
His best performance.
I completely agree.
When he was pursuing Michael Orr,
right.
was great. And he actually got him. That's the amazing thing.
Well, maybe he didn't so much as.
Well, okay.
You know.
I got you.
No
all
$500
right. This week, yes. Arizona State ends the career of Tommy Rees.
Okay.
To beat the Irish.
I'm with the preach on this one. I like the Sun Devils.
I do, too. You know, their offensive coordinator is a former UCA Bear.
Didn't know
there
that.
There you go.
Michael Norvell.
Nice.
True story.
I thought
he
was
related to
the computer
Jay Norvell?
Fortune.
What?
Is he related to Jay Norvell, also a coach?
Think so.
Anyway.
Notre Dame is picked by Wally and Chris Kane. Phil Olsen has yet to determine his pick.
And I like the Golden Domers. I'm not a Notre Dame hater. I like them. I just like Arizona State.
What
yeah,
about
I like them last week, and they got their heads handed.
Beto,
on.
Who do you like
see
here?
That one coming. I'm telling you right now, the winner of this game will not win the national championship. Unless it's Texas.
Tell you what, I ran into Pete Perkins this week. True story.
Oh, double P,
and he
man.
Said, I love listening to you guys. Vickery does a great Beto, but ask him. He'll tell you. I do a better Beano Cook impression
he
than he does.
Pete Perkins, first of all, Pete Perkins is the godfather of so much sports-related radio and news coverage in Central Arkansas. He is the man from which he is the Tigris and Euphrates rivers of sports talk and all that.
From whence all things come?
The Fertile Crescent.
He is the Fertile Crescent.
There you have it.
That's what his nickname should be.
That's
yo,
why
yo.
He always has a Delta on his shirt.
Fertile
I see.
Crescent. But he does a spot-on cloak, much better than mine. He does a better Beano Cook than the late Beano Cook did. Tell them I can hear them. When he's just yelling at Rhys Davis and they couldn't pick him up. Oh, he's fantastic. And a brilliant, brilliant sports guy. Unfortunate Packer fan.
Okay. Mizzou, Vanderbilt. Who we like?
I like Vandy. Vandy gets it done. James Franklin. I think this is the gear. This could really be the beginning of the end of the Pinkel era. And, you know, you take a shot to end the Pinkel era.
Vanderbilt is a 2-point home favorite.
I think Missouri has better athletes. I think somebody makes a play in the fourth quarter. The Tigers beat the Commodores.
I'm going to go with you.
I like the Indian.
Okay, what about
the
this? If a Commodore and a Rebel. Not forget.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Pigskin, this is your cup of tea. Did I mention, though, going back to the ASU game quickly, ASU 16th in the country at over 500 yards a game.
They're going to roll all over the Golden Dome.
I think you're right. OSU Northwestern, a very intriguing game, and they're hosting game day this week.
Okay, here's what needs to happen. Somebody needs to beat Ohio State to spare the country the spectacle of the SEC stomping a mud hole in Urban Meyer's head, because they would get killed by anybody in the SEC by 30 points. Having said that, Northwestern is better, but they don't have as many athletes. Ohio State wins a close one in the fourth quarter at Evanston.
The game day is going to be there, and, you know, if there – I happen to believe in a just God. And
if there was one, Iowa State would have a victory to its name after last night.
Listen, the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike, my friend. And
good
unfortunately, last night, right, I'm going Old Testament.
And unfortunately, the guys in the booth that are reviewing plays don't fall from the sky
Mohab
like rain.
Mohab begets Johab begets Kahab. I'll do the Book of Numbers on you. But Pat Fitzgerald is
his rapper name is Leviticus. You may not realize that.
Yo, this is Leviticus. My new album drops. Pat Fitzgerald is the Northwestern coach.
Right.
Yes. If you want to look for something that is really, really good in collegiate sport, it is Pat Fitzgerald and the Northwestern Wildcats.
Agree.
And I just...
But Gary Barnett was a good man, too, when he took his team to the Rose Bowl and got murdered.
And he was. But this is one of these things
by the Trojans
that
I just...
It's a one-game season for Northwestern.
Come on. Do it.
I know I shouldn't.
Let's do it.
You know, I got nuts and picked Arkansas.
I'm picking Ohio State. I hope you're right.
And minus that pick six, that's a ball. You know, we're there. And they still covered.
Pick six, it was a game, yeah.
Exactly. So my point is, I got the same feeling. I just think Northwestern in an upset here.
I want
the good guys to win one.
I hope you're right. I don't think you are. They have a common opponent in Cal. Northwestern struggled to beat them. Ohio State mauled them. So
I'm more worried about the guys in purple in Conway than the ones in
But I like Northwestern, and I want Pat Fitzgerald, and I want him to win.
I hope you're right.
And yes.
I'm rooting against myself.
Me too.
I'm picking this game with my heart.
This is a microcosm of my greater good.
Northwestern.
Okay.
And the kids are just smarter. Kids on the field are just smarter than those Ohio State criminals.
Speaking of purple teams, last pick. Washington traveling to Stanford, speaking of smart kids.
Ooh.
Does the purple team get it done, or do the nerds win again?
Not only could Stanford beat you at Quiz Bowl, they can stomp a mud hole in your head between the tackles. And that's exactly what they're going to do to the Huskies. Stanford wins by double digits.
Wow.
I like Stanford here. I don't know if it's a hobnail boot game or not. But I do. Poor Washington, by the way. That's a good football team. They got to play Stanford and Oregon back-to-back.
Yeah,
the Pac-10 is loaded this year.
Pac-12,
very
whatever. I still call them that.
Pac-8. Yeah. Strong lead.
I still call the Big 12 the Big 8. And they actually only have 10 teams, which is weird. Neither one of those are
totally
accurate.
Totally confused.
I actually am going to go for an upset here because it's unlikely. They will get stomped next week by Oregon, but they're going to get a road upset this week. I ain't buying into this Stanford bunch just yet. So I say that Washington goes on the road and gets a win this week.
You know, Barry Sanders' kid got some carries last week.
Where?
For Stanford. He plays for Stanford.
Well, that makes me less eager to pick Washington.
What if he dominates this week?
What if Washington does?
What if I get taller and thinner?
And also say this. We're about to talk to the realist before we have the Matty T moment.
But Steve, real quickly. Is Sarkisian basically, is this a job interview? The next few games is a job interview for the USC job,
he is the best Armenian coach in America.
He could win.
Hey.
When he was the co-offensive coordinator with Lane Kiffin at USC, I think we all can agree who the smarter of the two was.
Right. One was Michael, one was Fredo.
And when Sarkisian wins this game, he is going to insure himself $6 million a year from USC. Because he's a USC guy.
Yeah,
he's clean cut. He's a great coach. And he's not afraid to poke at Harbaugh.
And this is one of those things that they've moved, that Washington has gotten better every year. They hit a little bit of a plateau, but now they're good. I don't think they'll can get it done for the next 2 weeks, but I still think they're a great football team. And he'll be the head coach at USC.
I could see that.
He's Michael
Corleone. We've got to pick the Armenian guy.
The realist, how do you feel about – what's up, man?
What's up, man?
How do you feel about Steve Sarkisian as your next head coach?
Okay. No, not at all. And they're going to get thrashed by Stanford.
Mm-mm.
You think Stanford dogged out your little UCA grade or whatever you be talking about?
They didn't thrash him. They beat him by two touchdowns. It was actually a competitive game. But
they were setting their offense down.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Bill Limbaugh.
Yes, yes, I like the realist. Yes.
I hate you, man.
Okay, I know. Not as much as I hate myself.
To Sunday sports talk show, whatever your show is, you can only hate on the president so much.
What is your show about on
sports
Sunday?
I don't know. What is
the Sunday Digest.
But I try to listen to the buzz every day I can.
Right.
Then I have to listen to you trash talk and use all these big words about politics all day. Talk about some sports
He doesn't talk about politics
90,
all day.
90, there's a whole 2 hours.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking, man.
I like the realist.
What's up?
I like him. Now, let me ask you this, since we got him on the phone. It doesn't matter who you pick as the coach of USC, because all you got to do is drive around L.A., and you can collect enough talent with one tank of gasoline to win a national championship in the greater Los Angeles area.
There were like four dudes last night for Harding from Compton.
Yeah.
Where's Harding getting all these guys from Compton?
Well, that's parents trying to get their kids in a good, safe environment.
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
Straight out of Searcy.
Yes.
Not if you Lane Kiffin, man, because that's what I was telling people.
Good point.
He had 10 4-stars, 5 5-stars the last 3 years, and he still sucks, man. He just ain't a good coach.
Well,
and whoever we get, it don't matter. But people need to quit trying to give us Petrino. We don't want him. We actually do have good defense. And
that's a good point.
Realist, if you gave Petrino USC's talent, he would win gargantuanly.
Oh, no doubt.
Just an observation.
Hey, realist, one last thing.
I like
Look,
the realist.
Texas has 4 and 5 stars all over its roster, and guess what? They ain't any better than Iowa State. So,
who going to win between Florida and Arkansas? That's what I want to know.
Florida.
I pick Arkansas to upset Florida until Driscoll got hurt. They better without him.